Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 The Ticket, the Jamie and Stoney Show. Danny Nobler is a familiar name in Detroit. Covered the Tigers for many years. Used to be our baseball insider. Our baseball insider. He has a book out now called Unwritten, Bat Flips, The Fun Police, and Baseball's New Future. And he joins us now here on 97.1 The Ticket. Danny, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. It's so great to talk to you guys again. I don't even know how long it's been.
It's been quite a few years, and it's funny because I don't remember. When did you leave Detroit? Because I know you obviously have been a national. 2008.
11 years. Can you believe that?
11 years.
I can't.
So
sometimes it feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
So Danny, you were our baseball insider during the glory days of Buddy Bell and Larry Parrish and Phil Garner. Now, you know, the Tigers are pretty much as bad as they were back then.
Pretty much back to that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what, though? I mean, look, there were a lot of years in that time where not only was it bad, but there was really no hope of any future. There wasn't really until only a few decent years, but until 2006, there really wasn't any kind of future. I don't want to say that now there's a great future right on the horizon, but I think this is probably a necessary step that they had to take. And look, teams aren't just good for year after year after year, every single year. And they had a really great run from 06 to, what do you want to say, a couple of years ago, two, three years ago. And I know everybody's going to say they never won the World Series. And that's unfortunate because that era of Tiger baseball deserved to have a championship. They had great players in a lot of ways. You could say better players than the team that won the championship, at least at the top level, better players. I don't know if anyone, there aren't too many players in Tiger history who've done better in their careers than Justin Verlander and Miguel Cabrera. And that says a lot given all the great players the Tigers have had over the years. But that was an exciting team. And as happens with exciting teams, at some point they get old and it gets expensive and it gets hard to keep patching it up. And I mean, the Phillies went through that. And now finally, after about three, four, 5 years where things weren't very good, they've come back and they have some good young players. They were able to get rid of some of the other contracts, and then they were able to spend on guys like Bryce Harper and Andrew McCutchen and get JT Realmuto in a trade, and all of a sudden they have a really good team again. And hopefully for Tiger fans, hopefully that's the way things will go in Detroit, that it'll be a few years. They'll get through. They've already moved some things on. They're going to have to get past some other contracts that didn't work out, and a Miguel Cabrera contract that worked out at the start, but obviously he's gotten older. And then they have to hope that the farm system delivers and that some of the trades they made work out and that they come out on the other side as a much better team.
Would it be fair to say that if they would have somehow figured out a way to sign Scherzer, this down period would never have happened?
I think that's probably too simple because I don't know that the rest of the team around him would have been good enough. Obviously, you look at what Max Scherzer has done since leaving there, and he was great in Detroit, but what he's done since leaving there is probably at another level beyond that. And had he done that for them, they would have been better, and they might have won right after he left if he had stayed, because he could have been that much of an impact. But at some point, I think the rest of their team just wasn't going to be good enough because of the age and the contracts, and they probably were going to be forced to be in this stage anyway. The way things happen in baseball, because you end up re-signing guys, and not every contract extension, we've seen so many of them this spring, but not all of those are going to work out. of quite a few of those. Teams are going to regret them at some point during the contract. Some players might regret, but you know that doesn't obviously hurt a team when that happens. It hurts a team when you had a big contract that doesn't work out for you. And usually most teams at some point get to the point they have to reset a little bit. And I think the Tigers would have ended up getting there with or without Scherzer.
We're talking to Danny Nobler. He has a new book out called Unwritten, Bat Flips, The Fun Police and Baseball's New Future, which obviously is 100% timely, Danny, because baseball's embracing this let the kids play. That was their motto, and they just had this big commercial rollout for the start of the regular season. I saw you on the MLB Network with Brian Kenny, and you guys talked about the Batista bat flip against the Rangers back in the playoffs. Was that the genesis of this book? Is that where you kind of got the idea? Because that is the bat flip heard around the world.
Yeah, it really was. It really was the bat flip heard around the world. I think it's maybe a little more than just that led us to do this, but that helped because it not only was the bat flip talked about then, but of course what happened a year later when the Rangers went to get their revenge and not only threw at Batista with a hard-throwing reliever, Matt Bush, but also then he goes in hard to second base,
yeah. And
Odor punches him, and obviously that became such a huge moment in baseball and talked about an unwritten rules. And it was so interesting to discuss it because people had different opinions. But I think also, I think you're right about baseball embracing the new era. And obviously I started working on this book before that promotional theme started from MLB. But I think they were seeing the same trend that I was seeing and that I wanted to write about, which is that the game has become A, younger, B, more international, and that those two things have helped make it that there's a difference in how the unwritten rules are accepted, and that there's more flair certainly shown in the game, but also accepted in the game and embraced in the game than there was even 10 years ago. And that baseball, well, many things in baseball have remained the same, and I try to make that point in the book. But baseball adapts to its society and to the players in it, and that's what we're seeing. And we're seeing that as much as ever over the last decade.
I think Jamie and I both agree bat flips are cool. We like celebrations and things like that. What bugs me, and I think it does you too, Jamie, is some of the longstanding unwritten rules that people just go so nuts over. Like, you know, if you have a big lead, bunting is sacrilegious or stealing with bases. With a big lead. I mean, is that ever going to change?
I think some of that's changing already. I know when I quote some players in the book, I know Yadier Molina told me he doesn't get upset. He's obviously a catcher who's very proud of his statistics, doesn't get upset when says, if you want to run, you run, and I'll try to throw you out, basically. But I don't think it will change completely. And one thing that I talk about a lot in the book and that I believe in a lot, all the unwritten rules, the good ones, the bad ones, however you see them, come down to an interpretation really of one word, and that word is respect.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball people talk about respecting the game, respecting your opponents, respecting the uniform. And to do that, you need to what it comes down to is, what do you think showing respect means? And for a long time in baseball, showing respect to your opponent has meant don't run up the score. I think people look at football, there's similar things. Do you, you know, throw long passes when you have a 3-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter? Many coaches would say no. Some obviously say yes. And in baseball, you come down to the same thing. Now, I do think there are times where you're just trying to show somebody up. And I think that is probably a little bit beyond. That probably shouldn't happen.
Let me ask you about one that happened here in Detroit. It was after you stopped covering the Tigers, but I know you remember this incident. Yes. Verlander against the Angels. He's throwing a no-hitter in the eighth inning, and Eric Ibar bunted for a base hit. And Verlander was kind of cheesed about that afterwards. But I thought it was a good baseball play because I think it was a 2-0
game. It was a close game.
It was a close game. It clearly ruffled Verlander's feathers. It threw him off a little bit. And Ibar got on first base. And at that point, it was a very big run in that game. Can you bunt to break up a no-hitter in the new baseball?
Yes, you can in that situation.
Okay.
If you can't, I don't think you should if it's 8-0.
Right.
But if it's a 2-0 game, and or 1-0 game, you need to get on base to do it. You're going to start. You have a chance to start a rally that ties the game, wins the game for your team. Of course you can. I think, and part of it, I think it depends on two things. It depends on, well, three things. One, the score, as I said. Two, who you are. If bunting is a part of your game, that's what you do. And the other thing is, are they shifting against you? Because if you're going to play a shift against me, you know, if you don't want me to bunt, don't play a shift.
Right.
So I think that also figures into it. But and I think that comes now. Is it allowed? There's going to be some pushback. I don't think there's any question. Some managers, some pitchers are going to see that as being disrespectful, and you might get thrown out. Other managers will probably say, no, that's fine. and actually, Verlander, I quote Verlander in the book. There was a game in Seattle, I don't remember which year, but somebody bunted against him. And he hadn't given up. It was the first hit. And actually, I think the Mariners ended up coming back and taking the lead, winning the game. I don't remember the exact circumstances. But I know what he said after was he was fine with it because of when it was in the game, who it was bunting, and just the situation. So I think Justin understands a lot about. I also think he's extremely competitive, and doesn't believe. I know when he first came up to the big leagues, I remember saying to somebody that he doesn't ever think he should give up a run, and they said, no, that's not true. He doesn't ever think he should give up a hit. and Justin has adapted since then. He's grown up. But he still has that competitive instinct every bit as much as he did then. So I think in the moment, if he gives up a bunt hit for the first hit, I can see it shaking him a little bit. But I think in the end, because he understands the game, in a 2-0 game, I think he would understand why it was happening.
Danny Nobler, the book, Unwritten, Bat Flips, The Fun Police, and Baseball's New Future, available everywhere, Amazon.com, etc. Danny, always great talking to you. Thanks so much for the time, and good luck with the book.
Thanks so much for having me on. It's been great to be on with you guys again. Wow. That great memory.
Flashback.
Absolutely.
All right, Danny Nobler here, 97, won the ticket.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.